Welcome once again to the K-Scope podcast. Billy Reeves here. Hello. A track from the new Anathema album coming up. We'll hear briefly from Danny Kavanagh, full interview in June's podcast. Also, I caught up with Bruce Sword from the Pineapple Thief, who's recently been playing guitar with Catatonia on tour. First up, though, from the terrific debut album from Sadilan, The Fall. This is entitled Intro. Sadilan, out now. The album is called The Fall, that is called Intro, and the album is streaming in full at K-Scope's YouTube channel right now. Now, I caught up with Danny Kavanagh from Anathema recently to talk about the new album. You'll be able to hear the full interview in the next K-Scope podcast. Here's a snippet. I wanted to ask Danny how the producer, Christa Andre Cederberg, had been involved in the creative side of the project.
His role is to really oversee the entire project, time management, musical approach, and he takes everybody's opinions and formulates them and makes sense of everything and makes it into a coherent finished product. Where he really comes into his own is certain things. For example, recording the vocals, he will be the one that gets those performances out of those people. Oh, right. And then puts those performances together into a finished version. And it really is. I mean, the vocalists don't ever want to work with anybody else ever again, and neither do I. He's really, really good. Very even-keeled, great temperament, great attitude, very positive person. And great musically, he's a very good decision-maker.
Yeah, because I guess you've got to know everything now as a producer. Now, you've got to have good band management skills. You've got to know how to use the modern gear.
Yes.
And you've got to have some kind of musical sense as well, musical theory.
Yeah, yeah, he's got all of that. He's got all of that. And also, I think he like kind of feels close to the project. He feels close to the band. And I think he's been a fan for many years. So I think that kind of is part of his heritage growing up. And he's just the right guy. He's a really good professional. He really knows what he's doing, you know.
And that can't be easy for you lot.
No, it's not always easy. I usually make it as difficult as I can for everyone.
Well, no, it's good. It's got the creative process. Should have a certain amount of attention.
Anathema, The Lost Song, Part 3, from Distant Satellites. That's the single. There's going to be a limited edition 7-inch vinyl version featuring an exclusive ambient mix as its B-side, and you can pre-order the single for the 2nd of June release from the K-Scope store on the website, kscopemusic.com, and that track will also be on the album, Distant Satellites. It's available to pre-order from the K-Scope store. It's out on June the 9th in a deluxe hardback book edition. There's a 3-disc deluxe version and rigid slipcase featuring a CD plus 5.1 24-bit high-resolution stereo DVD V and a making-of documentary DVD, all presented in a 44-page heavyweight hardback book. Anathema are very busy. There's a huge tour coming up, the Satellites Over Europe tour. You can see the dates and the signing sessions schedule on the K-Scope website. There's also going to be some Australian dates soon too, I understand. Some acoustic shows shortly. 31st of May up in North London at the Islington Assembly Rooms. I'll see you there. 12th of June in Leamington at the Assembly Rooms, an acoustic show there. And the band are playing the Download Festival on both the Friday and the Saturday, the 13th and the 14th of June, full band and acoustic. On the 15th of June, very special show at Gloucester Cathedral, no less. More from the album Distant Satellites and Danny Kavanagh from Anathema in the next K-Scope podcast in 4 weeks' time. Up next, here's Steve Hogarth from Marillion and Richard Barbieri from Japan and Porcupine Tree from Arc Light, which is their new mini album. This is called Intergalactic.
sand.
Barbieri. That's called Intergalactic from Arc Light, a five-track mini album, the little brother to the splendid album Not the Weapon But the Hand. Arc Light features four new tracks plus that, which is a new version of Intergalactic, featuring Aziz Ibrahim on guitar, who also plays on two of the new pieces, Hogarth and Barbieri. Arc Light. The CD version of Stephen Wilson's cover version is coming out on K-Scope on the 30th of June. Here's one of the Wilson originals from it. Moment I Lost.
Here is the moment when the coil has been unwound. Here the moment nothing weighs me down. Here is the moment and there's no need to pretend. About the future, when this moment ends, here is the moment, here is the moment. Thank you.
one of the tracks on Stephen Wilson's first solo single from 2003, long since out of print, of course. That's Moment I Lost, one of the songs on the Cover Version collection, an album of all the material issued on the limited edition Cover Version single series that Stephen released between 2003 and 2010. 12 tracks then, comprising six Stephen Wilson originals and six covers, coming out on CD for the first time in a vinyl miniature format, with artwork remixed from the box designed by Carl Glover. And you can pre-order for the 30th of June release. The vinyl version's already available, of course. Now, a bit of Tim Bowness news before we hear from Bruce Sword. There's two An Evening with Tim Bowness and Henry Fool concerts coming up this summer in July, featuring material by Henry Fool, No Man, and Tim's new solo stuff. Henry Fool now have Colin Edwin of Porcupine Tree in the ranks, by the way. The shows are at the Borderline in central London on 11th of July and up in Maltby in South Yorkshire at the Wesley Centre on the 12th of July. Also on the bill at these two events will be our friends No Sound. And there's going to be a new Henry Fool album shortly. It's being recorded in the summer, I'm told. Now, I had the great pleasure recently of seeing Catatonia on one of the final dates of their Unplugged and Reworked tour, an intimate, chilling, lovely evening performing tracks from the Dethroned and Uncrowned album and other material from their repertoire. The show I saw was the sold-out London concert at the gorgeous Union Chapel. It was filmed for a DVD release, which is coming out on K-Scope at some point. And I spoke to both of the guitarists, Anders Nystrom and Bruce Sword from the Pineapple Thief, who plays guitar. I spoke to both Anders and Bruce backstage. We'll start with Anders on how the tour came together, and then we'll see if we can get some details of the new Pineapple Thief album from Bruce. Here's Anders.
So can we first talk about why you and Jonas thought it would be a good idea to strip everything down and do this tour in the first place? Whose idea? Who's responsible?
Well, initially it was my idea to make the album, because I just found out that we have so much dwelling underneath our heavy sound that would appeal to an audience that normally maybe would feel, heavy metal ain't my bag, you know?
Yeah.
So stripping away all the heavy elements kind of open up. I mean, the songs are the same, right? We haven't changed anything. We have just taken away the heavy elements, and voila, all of a sudden we have a singer-songwriter-esque kind of orientation going. So that I really wanted to pursue that and make that into an album. And as soon as you have made an album, the obvious consequential question is going to be like, will you tour for it?
Tour it, yeah.
And here we are today, you know, touring. It's a milestone for me because it's something I never thought we were going to do.
How did you think, because I'm wondering if the next thing you sat down and thought, how are the fans going to react to it, to sitting down, to coming to churches? Were you or was that a good thing that you were nervous about how people were going to react? Challenging yourself as an artist?
Positively nervous, yes, exactly, yeah. I mean, this is the first time I ever strapped on an acoustic guitar live in my whole life. It's also probably the first time I ever sit down. So it just made sense. If I sit down, they should sit down.
Yeah.
Let's be on an even level here.
Yeah. Comfy. Did you feel bare in a way?
No, I loved it. At first, I didn't know what to feel about it because it's the thought was awkward, but the experience was lovely.
That's a nice weapon. But you're much loved anyway, so I mean, I could see that tonight, is that everyone was, you know, everyone loves the band so much. Are you going to do anything like this again? I mean, it's been a real success. Has it inspired you to do something like this again, to write songs in this manner?
Most definitely so. I think we proved that we have it in us now. We kind of proved to ourselves and the audience this can also be Catatonia.
Yeah.
And we have you know, more colors in us than just one, which is probably the black, where everyone knows, the heavy dark one. So, you know, there's a wider spectrum to the whole sound, and I want to showcase that more, and I definitely would love to repeat this probably as soon as possible, basically.
You've been adding songs as you've been going on. Some of them are really early. Were they written on acoustic guitars to start with?
No, they weren't, actually. And that surprises me how well they adapted into this kind of set. That means we've been doing some secret singer-songwriting in some kind of heavy metal facade, you know? So I kind of like it. It's like, you know, I had no idea that they could translate so well. This is probably why I found a new kind of energy in this kind of set and orientation, and I just want to pursue more of it.
We haven't decided on a title yet, and the title we have 95% sold on requires the cover to make sense. Oh, right, so okay. You'll have to wait. But yeah, it's being mixed as literally as I speak, because for the first time in my life, I've handed over the baby to a guy to mix it, a guy called Adam Noble. And he's been sending me the reference mixes, funny enough, when I've been on tour with Catatonia.
So you've been getting stuff and listening to it?
Yeah, get the Wi-Fi, download the track.
Have you played it to any of the members of Catatonia?
No. Just keep it to myself at this stage. But
Are you happy with that?
I'm really happy, yeah. Okay. And it was such a nerve-wracking moment to listen after sort of nearly 2 years of nurturing these songs, to give it to someone else. I think I'm quoting Vinny from Anathema when he said, talking about at some point you have to hand your baby over. Mm. And that's what it feels like. I was so nervous when he sent the first mix that I just emailed the rest of the band and said, guys, listen to this and just let me know. What does it sound like? And they all emailed back and said, wow, this really rocks.
K-Scope are re-releasing some of your early material, including Abducted at Birth, yes. Which I understand is going to be the next one. What's your relationship with that like after all this time?
It's been really nice, actually, to go back and listen to it and think that what started as just an experiment, just to see what I could do on my own, has turned into what it's turned into. So,
Photograph.
Yeah,
maybe. Terrific show tonight. I was kind of expecting to be wowed, and I was. I think mainly because Jonas is such an amazing singer, and he can just totally pull that off.
Yeah,
he can be quiet, he can be loud, he can be emotional, and he's so engaged with the crowd. They love him so much. It was really moving tonight, I thought, and of course the surroundings, playing in a church, helps. You had a lot to do. When you were being so modest the last time I spoke to you, I've got to learn a load of guitar licks, but you actually were doing quite a lot. You were doing vocals, keys, back tracks. You were in charge of the laptop and all the. What's been the best thing and the worst thing?
I start with the worst thing. The worst thing was when I first heard the 17 songs that I had to learn, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to make such a fool of myself with Catatonia. But the best thing was arriving in Stockholm, meeting Anders and Jonas. They are the funniest guys. You're sitting with them, even when they're laughing together in Swedish, I'm laughing with them because Anders especially has got the most infectious laugh. Made me feel really comfortable. And we just learned the song. I learned the songs in 6 days in Stockholm. I was sleeping at Jonas's flat and... It was great. It was
so. So Anders was sitting there with the guitar going, okay.
There were a couple of songs where it wasn't clear from the demos that Anders did how the chord shapes work. So a lot of the songs I knew the structure, but Anders would say, "Nah, Bruce." I was going, "Wow, this is really tricky." He said, "Nah, Bruce, look, it's just like this, ding, ding, ding," and it's like, "Ah, yeah, there you go."
Okay.
So it was. So yeah, Anders made me feel really, really comfortable, and so that was probably the best time. Just realizing that it was going to be a really good fun tour, and then just seeing the reaction, because I said to the guys, you know, how do you think this is going to go down? You've never done an acoustic tour. You know, you're going from one extreme to the other.
It was completely from one extreme to another tonight. It was really mellow.
Yeah. How do you think your fans are going to take it? And they, you know, they were like, well, you know, we'll soon find out. Mm. And it's just
soon let them know.
Yeah, and it was from day one in Belgium. With the reaction from the crowd was just, I was so pleased for them because you know the history and it's interesting playing the set because it spans the history of the band.
Fixation, internal void. My dreams are getting darker.
Reminder before I go, next podcast, an Anathema special. The album is out June the 9th and we'll put that up the week afterwards. My thanks to Bruce and Catatonia for a lovely evening to get us in the mood for a Catatonia concert film that's coming up from Dethroned and Uncrowned, his Dead Letters. See you soon.
Dim my lights, time is frail. Shut my mind, but oh well. Trapped and choked, erased my trail. Split the chest, my heart couldn't feel more pale. Internal void. My dreams are getting darker and darker and darker. This life before me, its blood runs so still. The call of the bird, the song that makes the hours. So still.